Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the California Angels, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Knoop reaches second base with a double. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to third. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Shaw reaches third base with a triple. Reichardt scores. Rogers goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Angels. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball towards Semter. Agee catches it and throws to home to double up Shaw. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Agee steals third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. Buford moves to third. It's 2-1, Angels. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Reichardt throws the ball into Rogers, who tags Robinson for the out. It's White Sox, 2, Angels, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Noop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Noop reaches second base with a double. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Noop moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Higgins. Noop scores. Seaburn moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. It's 3-2, Angels. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Rogers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Schall is called out on strikes. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the mound. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noop. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Ward moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Angels, 3. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Al Weiss. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Voss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Voss now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker fires to first and picks off Cardenal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano bunts towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lee now pitching. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Willie Smith pinch hits for Bob Lee. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks, Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rogers for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Ed Suklaw now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry pinch runs for John Romano. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The slide. Rogers applies the tag. Buford is out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Rogers and he is out, Fregosi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano now playing first base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Schall takes first base on ball four. Rogers moves to second. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Ed Sukla. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Schall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.